The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
Good morning, everyone. Today, our opening words are by Barbara J. Piscan. In this familiar place, listen to the creak, to the sounds of breathing, creaking chairs, shuffling feet, clearing throats, and sighing all around. Know that each breath, movement, the glance meant for you or intercepted holds a life within it. These are signs that we choose to be in this company. We have things to say to each other, things not yet said, but in each other's presence, still trembling behind our heart's doors. These doors are closed, but unlocked, each silent thing waiting on the threshold between unknowing and knowing, between being hidden and being known. Find the silence among these people and listen to it. Breathing, sides, movement, holding back. Hear the tears that have not yet reached their eyes. Perhaps they are your own. Hear the laughter building deep within where joy abides, despite everything. Listen, rejoice, and say amen. Good morning, and welcome to Thomas Paine.
Where is it?
Good morning and welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. I am Teresa Adams and I'm happy to see you here today. Whether you are joining us in person or virtually through the miracle of technology, your presence here helps us all to be our best selves. We are a religion based on relationship and right action. And only when we come together in community can we live our commitment to honor each other's beauty and dignity. Today's service is based on the spiritual discipline of deep listening. Through story, activity, song, and words, we will explore what it means to listen to each other with intimate care and reverence for another person. The care team is joining Reverend Andrew in leading our worship to help introduce our ministry. And because so much of our work is deep listening, come, let us be present for each other. Come, let us worship together. Okay. You got it? We begin our time together this morning as Unitarian Universalists across the country and across the globe by lighting our chalice, the symbol of our free and ever-evolving faith. Listen to the poem, Good Bones, as we light our chalice. This is Good Bones by Maggie Smith. Life is short, though I keep this from my children. Life is short, and I've shortened mine in 1,000 delicious, ill-advised ways. I'll keep it from my children. The world is at least 50% trouble, and that's a conservative estimate, though I keep this from my children. For every bird, there is a stone thrown at a bird. For every loved child, a child is broken, bagged, and sunk in a lake. Life is short, and the world is at least half as terrible, and for every kind stranger, there is one who would break you. Though I keep this from my children. I'm trying to sell them a world. As any decent realtor walking you through a real slum, church on about good bones. This place could be beautiful, right? You could make this place beautiful. Here at Thomas Paine, we light a second flame each week in a personal and global wish for peace. It is especially important and meaningful at this time as division engulfs our country and war comes to the Middle East. Let us wish for and work for peace in our hearts and in the world. Please respond with the words on the screen. May peace be with us.
I'm Tony Black. I'm a member of this group, this half dozen people working with Reverend Andrew on the ministry of this congregation of caring, particularly of caring for one another. The mission of this congregation begins with the words, "We are a welcoming and nurturing congregation." And our vision statement begins, "We seek to be a caring, growing, inclusive spiritual congregation." And some of us, as I say, are working with Andrew to help realize in our lives the nurturing and caring aspects of what we're about. We're not a committee. We don't have meetings and agendas and minutes. We gather to think about ways to encourage and facilitate caring acts among members of this congregation, this community that we've all chosen to be part of. In time, there will be some way you can recognize us. We will either be wearing a badge or we'll be have something special on our name tags. But I'd like to introduce those of the caring team who are here today. I see Teresa. You've seen Teresa already this morning. And I think Renee is here. You could stand up and wave. Nikki is here. Yeah, next to her, okay. Is Laura here? Yes. Flo made it. She came an hour to be with us today. Cindy. Yay, Cindy. Alex. Not here today, maybe, but you'll recognize her too. Linda. I said Laura, I meant Linda. Yeah. Nikki, Cindy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Did I get you all? Yep. We are not doing the caring for this congregation. We are doing caring with this congregation. You've all got to be part of it. Caring acts can include a check-in telephone call once in a while, an invitation to dinner for someone who lives alone and therefore usually eats alone. They might enjoy your family situation. A greeting card, a get well message, a hospital visit. Another aspect where you're part of this whole caring operation is that we cannot act to support someone in need if we do not know of the need. So if you or a member of your family or someone, maybe you've overheard someone in coffee hour say something about having trouble meeting their rent payment or feeling a little bit off, let caring team either act in their behalf yourself or let the caring team know. And at the entrance, if you didn't pick it up already, important little card that tells you the various ways you can get in touch with the team. Speak to one of us directly, call Reverend Andrew if that's necessary. Use the button on your on the website, use the email. Let us know if there's a need. What else am I supposed to say today? We hope that we will all be engaged together in acts of caring to live out our mission of being nurturing. Thank you.
I forgot putting Alex's name up there. So Alex, if you're watching or if you watch later, Alex Dooley is also part of the care team. And earlier I forgot to turn off my microphone. I'm Reverend Andrew for everyone. Good to see you. And I'm going to pass it off to Cindy for more caring excitement and activities.
Lower. This is as low as it goes. Okay. Can the kiddos come up front? Can you guys come up front and hang out with me? We're going to read a book. Don't you look pretty, Corinne? Beautiful. Where's the rest of the kiddos? I think there's some others. Oh, did they go outside? What a beautiful day to go outside. I'm going to read a book. Oh, do they want to come in? Logan. Logan. Okay, that's okay. I don't always like to come up front either. Okay, this book is called What Does It Mean to Be Present? So we were talking about that a little bit ago. There he is. Hey, buddy. Hi, thanks for coming up. So we're going to read a book. It's called What Does It Mean to Be Present. Do you think that's on? What does it mean to be present? I actually think it's up there too. Okay, good. Does it mean showing up in class? No. Does it mean sharing something at show and tell? No. Haven't done show and tell in years and years? Wow. Things change just like that. Oh, that's true. Does it mean wrapping yourself up like a present? No. Being present means listening carefully when other people are speaking. Noticing when someone needs help and taking the time to give them the help they need. Focusing on what's happening now instead of thinking about what's next. Appreciating what you have, even if what someone else has seems better. Treating each new experience as an opportunity and understanding that making mistakes is how we learn and grow. Being grateful for your family and friends and telling them so. Savoring each bite of your delicious food. Cuddling with your puppy and enjoying how soft and wriggly he feels. Enjoying the warmth of the sun and the sound of the rain. Feeling the sand between your toes, watching the rolling waves, smelling the briny seaweed. Listening to the cawing seagulls and tasting the ocean's salty spray. Allowing the rhythm of your breath in and out to make you feel peaceful. Closing your eyes and being still enough to hear your inner voice. Being present means living in the moment. It means realizing that tomorrow is a mystery, yesterday is history, today is a gift, and that's why we call it the present. That's a good one, yeah. I like that one. I know. So tell your friends what it means to be present and spread the word. When we're all present, life can be much richer, fuller, and happier. Amen. So I would like to do an exercise with you guys and with all of you to help us be present and to help us clear our minds. Some people, the yogis call it pranayama, which is breathing, listening to our breath in and out. And this exercise you can do anytime, anywhere, and it's the quickest way to clear our minds and be present. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes. Everyone, close your eyes. And as you breathe in relaxation and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, in. And exhale, 1, 2, 3, 4, out. Breathing in, 2, 3, 4, and breathing out. 2, 3, 4. Breathing in. 2. Breathing out. You're very relaxed with a clear mind. Anytime you need to be present and quiet and relaxed with a mind that's clear, you can breathe in, count your breath in, and breathe out. When our minds are present, fully clear and present, is when we are at our most healthy. That's when we're at our most open and healing time. And now I give you to the rest of our service. Thank you, guys. Thanks for your help.
Thank you, Cindy. As the care team and I composed the service, I could have said what we're doing already is be yourself, be truly yourself. Like we're not, this isn't going to be like everyone's perfect. We're going to be ourselves. I have told people before that I will model imperfection and being myself all the time. So if you haven't noticed, this is a little different than we usually have, although not always. Sometimes we have chairs up here for service. It's a bit different, and that's because of what we're doing today. I've asked members of the care team to act out and to model deep listening, so it's not just one or two or three people saying, this is what listening is, this is what listening is. But that seems a little oxymoronic for me just to keep telling you what listening is, right? I mean, like, isn't that part of it? Okay, so your task now is to watch, to listen, to reflect on what you hear, to reflect on what you see. So will Renee and Nikki please come forward to show us how to listen?
Renee, it's so good to see you. I really wanted to talk to you about something.
Yeah. Oh. I'll put it right in front of your face.
This is organic.
This is, yeah, very organic. This is like regular life right here.
This is how it is. A normal conversation with your friend.
We have TikTok. Hey, Renee.
Hey.
I wanted to talk to you today because I have a friend, and I'll tell you, I'm really scared because I don't think she's feeling very well. She's really like sad all the time and stuff, and then like she never really responds, or she's honestly, she almost seems like she's drunk because she's using a lot of alcohol, I think so, but like I can't get her to talk to me, and like I don't. It's draining on me because I'm her friend and I don't know what to do to help her. So I'm just curious if you have any recommendation or is there anything you would say to help me?
What was that?
So my friend.
So we can keep on going, but I think you see what's happening. So what are you seeing here? What are you noticing? You couldn't hear. Well, let's talk about listening, and we can't hear.
Renee was not trying to hear.
Renee was not trying. Nikki was trying to share something, and Renee was not paying attention. What was she doing? Did anyone notice? On her phone.
It's at Renee,
checking TikTok or whatever these kids do nowadays. Anything else? What about what could you see? Even if you couldn't hear what was happening, did you see anything here?
No eye contact.
Yeah. And if you notice anything on chat or if you could hear better or worse, please let us know online and we'll share. Anything else?
Her body language, she was kind of leaning back and not really fully engaged.
So her body language, she's leaning back, not really engaged. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What did you feel, Nikki?
Like I was talking to a wall.
She felt like she was talking to a wall, talking to herself. Renee, what did you feel?
I was intentionally not being present. Like I heard that Nikki was talking, but I was not engaging in the conversation.
Intentionally not being present. Has anyone ever experienced either side of this?
Yeah.
What do you feel when this happens?
Frustrated.
Ignored.
That you're not important.
Yeah, that's getting deeper. Yeah. Should we give them a second chance?
Sure.
Let's give them another chance, and let's also try to put the microphones like really in their faces, right? So I want you to be able to hear this. So just pretend like these aren't here.
Well, Renee didn't say anything last time.
So
if you think you missed something, you didn't.
So let's try again. Let's take two. I think we're two slides. It's not that important. But we're going to do listening deeply. Take two.
Hey, Renee, it's good to see you.
It's so good to see you too, Nikki. How are you?
I'm kind of upset because I have a friend that I'm worried about, and I don't know what to do, honestly.
Oh, no. Do you want to talk about it?
I do. Thank you. Do you have time to? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a friend who is, I think, really, really depressed. She's just not leaving the house and not picking up her phone, and I'm not really being able to connect with her. Or I think she's abusing alcohol, because when she does, it's kind of over the top and she's slurring her words, and she seems like, honestly, like maybe she's drunk a lot. And I want help for her, but also because I'm her friend, it's taxing for me.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Thanks. Just being able to talk about it makes me feel better. So I have a friend, I think, who's depressed and maybe abusing alcohol. So
Can I help you get some resources for yourself and for her?
Yes. Do you have any suggestions? Thank you so much.
I do.
Thank you.
We'll pause again. So what did you hear this time? Did you hear?
Yes.
Okay. Good, yes, okay, good. Whew. Oh, gosh, modeling deep listening when you can't hear. What did you hear? What did you notice? What did you see?
A real conversation.
Interaction. Interaction.
Eye contact.
Body language. Body language. What was the body language?
Nodding your head.
Leaning forward.
More facing her.
More facing her. Yeah, physically, like actually turning toward.
Attention.
Attention, validation.
Mm-hmm. Responding.
Responding.
The Chinese symbol for listening has five components. Eye, ear, heart, one, meaning undivided attention, and king, meaning respect. Eye, ear, heart, undivided attention, respect.
So the Chinese symbol for listening has five components. Eye, ear, heart, respect, and
attention.
Undivided attention. So listening is more than just here. How did you feel? How was that different?
It felt like I was being part of a conversation that were like the same internal monologue that I would have had on my own was still happening because no one was listening to me, right? So it felt validated to have somebody listen.
Yeah. And that, Renee, how'd that feel for you?
It felt more, organic. It's hard to know that you're going to engage in a conversation. Obviously, this was planned, and not be present. Like, that just felt awkward, and to talk to someone and engage in a conversation and be present just feels more genuine to who I am and the way that I want to model and carry on in relationships.
Great.
It felt natural to want to help someone and care about someone.
Good. Has anyone experienced this on either side?
Yeah, once in a while.
Once in a while. Once in a while. How does this feel?
More natural.
Better. More natural, better.
Yeah. More alive.
More alive. If we get deep, Gina last time said, like, I'm not important, this maybe hopefully switches that I am important.
Accepted.
Accepted. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Yes, you can. Thank you very much. I have a funny experience. I was had an issue with my cell phone some time ago, and so I went online, and now it's difficult because you don't always interact with someone. So I'm filling out some form about like what's wrong, what they're going to do, and it had a little drop down and said, "Well, how are you feeling about this?" I'm like, "What, really? Like, how are you feeling about the issue with your cell phone?" And like, I picked frustrated, and I'm like, "Yeah, I'm frustrated." And I got an email, which was probably not even a real person. An email which like took my responses and sent it back to me. It's like, "We see that you're feeling frustrated." It's like, yes, they're hearing me. Yes, that's it. Right? It's like, intellectually I knew they were like literally taking what I wrote and sending it back to me. But like, that's the validation. That's being listened to in a very strange, odd technology way. That's what we do. And it's sort of countercultural, right? Because when we listen, when we're in conversation with someone, what's usually happening? Do you have any, what are you usually doing when someone's talking to you if you're in a conversation? So like the normal, everyday, "Hi, Tony, how's it going? What are you doing?" Usually I'm thinking, oftentimes thinking about the next thing I'm going to say. It's like, "Oh, she said she went swimming this weekend. Oh, why? Well, go swimming. Yeah, I went swimming too." Which is fine, that's a conversation, and it's not deep listening as we're talking about this morning. The charge today is to listen to the world. To listen to the world, to listen to those around you, and deep listening is where we as Unitarian Universalists show our faith in the inherent worth and dignity of every person. Right? This is embodying our faith. It's living out our highest aspirations. And you might think, well, but wait, how can like listening be living out our highest religious aspirations? It's something so mundane. Just think about what you saw up here, what you've experienced in your lives, that value that you may have, that you may feel, that you don't feel in some places and do in others, right? There's a saying, I don't know if anyone's heard this, there's a saying that being heard is so close to being loved that the two are almost indistinguishable. Being heard and being loved are so close that they're indistinguishable. That is, when you feel heard, you feel loved. And that's how we can live our highest aspirations, through the simple task of paying attention, right? And listening. For to listen deeply is to show up, to show love, to pay attention to the world, to pay attention to ourselves, to pay attention to each other, to recognize, I'm a minister, I always go this way, to recognize the holy in ourselves, in the world, in each other, right? I'm going to recognize the divine in you because I'm going to actually listen and care and hear what you're saying. So we've sung, we've acted, we've read a story all about deep listening. Now I'm going to give you some pointers. If you got this handout upon entering, great. If you didn't, there are more out there. And if you're online, we're going to send you a link to the handout so you can have it at home. This handout, and if you can go to there it is. The top, here's the five. I don't know about the top five. We could have like a drum roll. Number one, no. The top 10 powerful listening practices. And this is from a place called the Listening Center. So they're pretty interested in listening. And this is a way to give you concrete examples. Yeah, if you want to take a picture to save this. This is a way to give you concrete examples of how to listen, right? Because I love embodied faith. I mean, if you know my blog, How to Drive Like a Minister, if you know like Talking with Me, it's like, yeah, I want to hear what you believe, but I want to see how your beliefs go into action. So this is that embodied faith. This is us saying, okay, we believe that each person is important. We believe that we want to hear each other. Well, how do we do that? Well, I took the five of the top, and there are 10 on this sheet. The first five, stop talking. Pause before speaking. Listen to yourself. Listen for understanding. Ask for clarification. We could have had Renee and Nikki keep on going and keep on modeling that. So there may have been it sounds like you're feeling really frustrated. Can you tell me more about what's happening? Rather than, I also have a friend who's having a problem, right? That's the difference between conversation and really deep listening. Right? And these are practices, these five or all 10, you can try out this very morning, right? What are we doing after service today? Brunch. We have our potluck brunch. So get some food, sit down with someone, and actually do some of this deep listening. Like, this is a great way to start in this safe community where someone might say, hey, Linda, can we actually talk? Can we listen? Can we try this out? And she's like, yeah. And then we talk, and she's like, you missed this one. This is the safe place where we can challenge, we can support each other to be like, let's practice this. Let's see how it goes. And let's hold each other accountable to say, like, you actually were checking your phone when I was sharing something that I felt was really important. Because that happens. Right? That happens. We're not perfect. We're modeling that. I'll model that all day. We're not perfect. But this is a safe space where we can practice deep listening. So at the potluck, pull out your sheet. Find someone who's up for trying this out. It creates, I can tell you right now, it creates amazing connections. Deep listening creates amazing connections. When you're like, I had a conversation with that person. It's like, yeah, I know. And this is more deeper, a little awkward, but amazing. So as we reflect on listening, let us once more join our voices, and you may rise in body or in spirit for make channels for the streams of love. It's $2.99.
channels for the streams of love, where they may broadly run, and love as overflowing streams to fill them everyone. But if at any time we cease such channels to
choices here. Life comes to us with waves of joy and sorrow. When those waves become too much for us to hold by ourselves, we share. Let us now take a moment to share into this caring community any matter we hold in our heart which spills out for support or celebration. Online, you can let the host know. In person, you can come forward and speak briefly into the microphone. Please state your name. Come, let us share together.
Share today, we can bring this time of sharing to a close. Many weeks we sing Spirit of Life, but this week we're gonna instead sing Voice Still and Small, which is 391 in the Gray Hymnal, and as usual, the words will be up on the screen.
Each week we end this special time of sharing with, insert word here, reflection, prayer, silence, music. Today we're going to have music, so another chance to sit, to let this wash over you, to listen. This is Empathy by Alanis Morissette.
There are so many parts that I have hidden and denied and lost. There are so many ways that I have cut off my nose to spite my face. There are so
you. I know we have a potluck we're going to set up. I encourage you to take the time to stay and listen to our postlude after the announcements. It's Brave, which is a song many of us know. This is performed by a deaf high school with ASL. So it's really powerful about being brave and about listening and also being brave to share. The task is easy. And the task is very hard, right? Live your life as if you are divine and worthy of love. Live your life as if the person next to you, the person you're interacting with, is divine and worthy of love. And listen to them. Listen to their truths and their lives. I extinguish the chalice now with these words from Robert Baden-Powell, who happens to be the founder of Boy Scouts. If you make listening and observation your occupation, you will gain much more than you can by talk. Amen and blessed be.